And now, Stein Online presents Mark Stein's Song of the Week.
Well, it's more of a Song of the Week midweek extra, but with all the societal devastation and economic collapse, we haven't had a chance to order up the new idents yet. One of the saddest aspects of the present situation is that things you take for granted are now suddenly dangerous activities. As you know, if you've seen me in the flesh, it takes hours and hours on the slab to get me ready for television, and I'm entirely reliant on my hair and makeup artists, and they're now both high-risk professions because their work is close up and literally in your face. So the hair and makeup departments across the country, across America and across much of the world, have been stood down for the duration, as you'll know if you've taken a look at your favourite telly personality in the last couple of days. And that makes me sad. About a week ago, before the social distancing chasm opened up, I was bantering in the makeup room with Rachel and Rosie for what I didn't realise would be the last time. And apropos the lethal virus, I asked Rosie if she knew what song these lines came from. Goodbye, Rosie, the Queen of Corona. And Rosie knew the lines, because you tend to know songs that have your name in it, but she couldn't quite pin down the number itself. Can you? Here I am, discussing it a few years back with singer-songwriter Paul Simon.
There is this thing that some people think, you know, big mainstream singer feels like a change. He goes and sort of dabbles his toes in exotic waters for a bit. Have you run up against that kind of criticism?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. Particularly with Graceland, I did. I think it's very simple. It works musically or it doesn't. I mean, music is a free-floating idea, and it's available to everybody for everybody's enjoyment. And if you can make something musical, that's the definition of it. The work is what counts.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law.
And with me and Julio, how did that come about? How was that born?
I don't remember that one really clearly. I think I wrote that rhythm. And I think I really like the idea of getting the name Julio into a pop song. And as for the rest of it, it was just a fantasy song. I'm not sure that it meant anything. Although there was a sort of a famous interpretation of it here by Truman Capote that said it was all about a homosexual experience in a schoolyard.
What, that you'd had or he'd had?
Well, it certainly wasn't one that I'd had. But I don't know that it was one, but that's what he thought the song was about.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek.
and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Goodbye, Rosie, the Queen of Corona. What does it mean? Either nothing at all, or it's a homosexual fantasy of Truman Capote's. Paul Simon, Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. Number 22 on the Billboard charts in 1972. So not a monster hit, but it hung around. New York Voices, four decades later. Beijing seems determined to kill Hong Kong and reduce it to the state of the rest of China. So I was thinking of a song for Hong Kong, and this is one I've loved since I first heard it as a child. And I've never forgotten the first lines of the lyric because they are unlike anything else in popular song. Here's the composer himself singing it in a very famous film, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall.
It's a story of a very unfortunate colored man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong. And now he's bobbing the piano just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. He say his home's in Frisco where they send the rice, but it's really in Tennessee.
It's the story of a very unfortunate colored man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong. So it's about the two biggest global news stories of the moment, not just Hong Kong, but an African-American in trouble with the law. As I said, I've never forgotten those lines since first I heard them. Even though, as a child, I had no idea that kicking old Buddha's gong was a reference to drugs, specifically to being in an opium den. That's Hoagie Carmichael singing and playing the piano in the 1944 film To Have and Have Not. And by that point, the song was maybe 15 years old. He'd written it at the turn of the 1920s, the beginning of the 30s, and he first recorded it at the end of the 1930s.
It's the story of a very unfortunate fellow man who got rested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20-year privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong. And now he's bobbing up Vienna just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he say his home's in Frisco where they ship the rice, but it's really in Tennessee. That's why he says, I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there.
Hoagie Carmichael collaborated with some very fine lyric writers, Mitchell Parrish on Stardust, Johnny Mercer on Lazy Bones, Frank Lesser on Two Sleepy People. So who wrote the lyric to his tune for Hong Kong Blues? Answer, he did. Once in a while, when he had an idea for a song and no lyricist to hand, he just wrote the words himself. Hoagie was a protean singer-songwriter and a terrific character actor, as you'll know if you've seen him on screen. So although he didn't have the polish on the page of an Ira Gershwin or a Lawrence Hart or a Cole Porter, he had a great sense of a song as sung, which is why he could construct as unlikely a scenario as possible, a black American from Tennessee getting busted for smoking opium in Hong Kong, and put it over. In a sense, it's a novelty song, but musically, aside from the cod orientalisms, it's just shy of a 2-octave range and somewhat unpredictable in its intervals, so it's not something for a singer to undertake lightly if you're in a piano bar and the guy asks you to come up on stage and what do you fancy singing. Hoagie waited a decade to record it, and then the 1938 record went nowhere, and it was only the 1944 film with Bogie and Bacall that finally found the song an audience.
Oh, I need someone to lend me a $50 bill, and then I leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Won't someone believe I've yen to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, sweet local man won't let me fly away.
That's a slightly cleaned up lyric. Old Loco Man, as originally written, was sweet opium that won't let him fly away. But it made the song a hit. Hoagie got to number 6 on the Billboard chart, and hard on his heels was the Tommy Dorsey Band at number 8 on the hit parade with vocal refrain by Skeets Herford.
I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there.
Well, Tommy Dorsey and the band sound great there, but Skeets Herford's vocal sounds like a guy doing a bad Hoagy Carmichael impression that his heart's not quite in. The song seems so tailored to Hoagy's idiosyncratic delivery that it's very hard for any other pop vocalist, your Dick Hameses or your Paddy Pages, to pull it off. So the song languished for another decade and a half. And then Jerry Lee Lewis tried rockin' and rollin'.
Well, here's the story about a very unfortunate colored man who got her wristies down in old Hong Kong.
And then Spanky and our gang tried, well, I'm not sure what genre you'd call this, but it's got a bit of local colour.
Story of a very unfortunate Memphis man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong.
The very first version of Hong Kong Blues I ever played on the radio as a young disc jockey was from an album of Hoagy Carmichael's songs made by Georgie Fame and Annie Ross in 1981.
That's why he said,
I need someone to love me. I need somebody to care.
Fame and Annie Ross even managed to get Hoagy Carmichael himself to do a little turn on that album. It was released just a few months before he died. But the best thing about it was the title. Hoagy is short for Hoagland. Hoagland Carmichael. And Annie Ross and Georgie Fame called their album Hoagland because this catalogue of songs is so particular. It could almost be from a magical land called Hoagland. It's not Broadway, it's not Hollywood, it's not Tin Pan Alley. Songs like Upper Lazy River, Baltimore Oriole, Memphis in June, even Stardust have a very particular quality. Hoagy Carmichael is up there with the very best, with Harold Arlen and Jerome Kern and Cole Porter, but there's something a bit raw about him. Perhaps that's why he appeals to the rock crowd. Or perhaps it's just the psychedelic 60s and the return of drugs to pop culture that made him cooler than Irving Berlin. Here's an actual Beatle, George Harrison, kicking the gong around. And notice that unlike Spanky and Annie Ross and Georgie Fame, George Harrison doesn't bowdlerize the lyric into the story of a very unfortunate Memphis man, but retains the very unfortunate coloured man, which, notwithstanding today's sensitivities, is a much more memorable line.
It's a story of a very unfortunate coloured man, got arrested down in Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong. Now he's popping the piano just to raise the price. Said, I need someone to love me. I need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. I need someone to lend me $50 bill, man. I'll leave Hong Kong behind me for happiness once again.
Nice try. But that orchestration, if one can call it that, is so crass. Maybe it would have helped if he'd had Ravi Shankar's sitar in there. As I said, tons of the rock guys like it, Tom Waits, Bob Dylan, but none of them, it seems, can find an angle on it that has anything to add to what the author said 8 decades ago. So not quite a standard, but still in all the most memorable song about a most memorable jurisdiction now suffering at the hands of the evil Chinese Politburo, its own version of the Hong Kong blues. Words, music, and peerless performance by Hoagy Carmichael.
Seen Eddie Round?
No, sir, Mr. Morgan. I have not seen him all evening.
Where's Frenchie?
That's the story of a very unfortunate colored man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong.
Hoagy, with a bit of bogey in the dialogue scene.
Signore e signori, buonasera. Eccoci giunti per la prima volta negli annali della radiotelevisione il Gran Premio Eurovisione 1956 della canzone europea.
Coronavirus is the Eurovision Song Contest, which for the first time in 65 years has been cancelled, to the great despair of those of us who regard it as the least malign exemplar of European integration, as well as a forlorn barometer of its limitations. You bring together the musical cultures that produced Bach, Mozart, Vivaldi, Berlioz, and what do you get? You get Boom Bang A Bang. Eurovision winner 1968, Boom Bang A Bang and Ding Ding A Dong.
When you're feeling all right, everything is uptight, try to sing a song that goes ding ding a dong. There will be no sorrow when you sing tomorrow and you walk along with your ding ding dong.
Eurovision winner 1975, Boom Bang A Bang, Ding Ding A Dong, and of course, Diggy Loo Diggy Lay.
Life is going my way.
Eurovision winner 1984. But occasionally the boom banging and ding donging and digilooing falls silent. I'm not even sure I know how to digiloo. And some non-bouncy bouncy Europop thing emerges triumphant. So in lieu of this year's Eurovision Song Contest, let's turn the clock back half a century to a teenage girl standing on a stage in Amsterdam as the last votes come in.
La Belgique, 1 point.
France, 3 votes.
Le Royaume-Uni, 3 points.
Germany, 2 votes. Let's complete the voting of the Irish jury.
Thank you very much.
The voting, and Ireland has won. Ireland has won by 32 points to
Great Britain with 26 points, and third, I think, Germany with 12 points. Our own Ghana has won the Eurovision Song Contest.
Eurovisie Songfestival 1970.
Oh, isn't this marvelous? And now presenting her with her prize, Lenny Kuhr, and Derry Lindsay and Jackie Smith, they're absolutely thrilled, I'm sure, congratulating Dana. This is certainly a great night for the Irish. And now, once more, all kinds of everything, sung triumphantly this time by our own Dana.
Snowdrops and daffodils, butterflies and bees, sailboats and fishermen, things of the sea. Wishing wells, wedding bells, early morning dew. All kinds of everything remind me of you.
Dana. And All Kinds of Everything, written by Derry Lindsay and Jackie Smith, two Dublin compositors. And if you're thinking, hang on, compositors, don't you mean composers? Well, no, they were compositors, the chaps who set the type for newspapers. And they fancied having a go at songwriting, and they were blessed to have a young lady from Derry, or Londonderry, according to taste, sing it as the Irish entry in the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest. Derry, of course, is in Northern Ireland, which is in the United Kingdom. But the year before, the Euro Grandees had decided that Ireland's song should represent the whole of the island of Ireland, which didn't really make much difference, except that the French, instead of declaring Le Royaume-Uni nul point, had to say La Grande-Bretagne nul point. Anyway, the year after Dana, they switched back to the actual borders of the member nations, and the UK entry was sung by Clodagh Rodgers, who's from Dana's husband's hometown, just around the corner from her. So as a practical matter, whether you're English, Irish, Welsh or Scottish, you wound up being represented at Eurovision by a Colleen from Ulster. But so what? Switzerland was represented by Celine Dion from Laval, Quebec. All Kinds of Everything was a huge hit for Dana, except in Australia, where some wily colonial gal from Melbourne dashed out a cover version and snuck the hit out from under her. Other than that, number 8 in New Zealand, number 7 in South Africa, number 4 in Germany, number 3 in Austria, number 2 in the Netherlands, number 1 in Belgium, and of course, Britain and Ireland.
City sights, neon lights, grey skies or blue. All kinds of everything remind me of you. Summertime, wintertime, spring and autumn too. Monday, Tuesday, every day I think of you.
All Kinds of Everything remind me of you. That's Dana, and the lady herself has joined me in the studio.
Thank you.
On the desk in my office, where I am prevented from being right now by gubernatorial decree, I have a photo of me and Dana. I don't have snaps of me and the various princes and presidents and prime ministers I've met over the years, but I do have that pic of me and Dana from half a lifetime ago because it brings back happy memories. She looks lovely in it, as she still does, and I look goofy in it, as I still do. So it all worked out. Dana went on to become a member of the European Parliament for Connaught Ulster. As I recall, she was Eurosceptic before Euroscepticism was cool. So it might be fun to get her back on the show to talk about Brexit. In fact, during her political career, the Irish TV and Radio Commission ruled that if you played All Kinds of Everything on the radio, you had to reduce the coverage your news department gave to her election campaign by 3 minutes just to make it fair to the other candidates. But half a century on, she still sings Derry and Jackie's song and is happy to do so.
And I wondered, we played All Kinds of Everything 5-10 minutes ago, and I wondered whether you ever get sick of singing those songs, those old hits.
I never really get tired of All Kinds of Everything because it's amazing how many people have a real affection for that song. Mm. In a lot of cases, it's because they remember vividly what they were doing at the time that I sang it.
Yeah.
And so it brings back memories to them. And also, it's not a belter. You know, it's not like singing My Way time.
Yeah.
It's quite a gentle song to sing. And I like it. You know, it's a nice little song.
It's a song that stood the test of time pretty well.
Yes, it is, which a lot of very simple things do. Mm. It's a very simple, genuine little song. I think the times that you do sort of, and I think I speak for every artist, when you do worry about people's opinion of songs, you think to yourself, oh, I wonder, are they really bored and fed up with this song? And then you think to yourself, well, maybe I shouldn't sing it anymore.
Mm.
I mean, sometimes you can get fed up with songs, but in a lot of cases it's because you think other people are fed up with them.
Snowdrops and daffodils, butterflies and bees, sailboats and fishermen, things of the sea, wishing wells, wedding bells, early morning dew.
As the great Julie Stein once said to me, it's easy to be clever. The really clever thing is to be simple. Dana's is a perceptive way of looking at it. Many years later, a very different kind of warbling Colleen, Sinead O'Connor and Terry Hall from The Specials and The Fun Boy 3, made a record of All Kinds of Everything. Sinead is a gifted talent, but damaged. And their version of the song is meant to be darkly ironic. Suppose you bust up with your great love, and all kinds of everything, sailboats, early morning dew, sky, trees, all kinds of everything still reminded you of her. It would drive you insane, wouldn't it?
Snowdrops and daffodils, butterflies and bees, sailboats and fishermen, things of the sea, wishing wells, wedding bells, early morning dew. All kinds of everything remind me of you.
I don't think Sinead O'Connor and Terry Hall are singing that song entirely in ironic contempt. I think they like it for real, but can't quite bring themselves to admit it. If you've ever had the pleasure of seeing Sinead smile while singing that song, well, it's quite something. I think somewhere deep down she knows she would have had a happier life living Dana's life. 50 years ago, in pre-Corona Europe, a grand night for the Irish.
Winner of the 15th Eurovision Song Contest. I can tell you here in Amsterdam there's going to be some celebrating tonight with the Irish party.
That'll do it for today's show. Do check out our Song of the Week in essay form right here at Stein Online every Sunday evening. Stay safe, stay free.
Join us next time for another edition of The Mark Stein Show. The Mark Stein Show is a production of Mark Stein Enterprises and Oak Hill Media. All rights reserved.